The UK Report.
Let's go to John in London, actually. John Adderley this morning. John, good morning. Lovely to have you with us. Tell us about the drug abuse in Scotland.
Morning, Alan. Lovely to be with you too. Yeah, almost 1,200 people died of drug-related deaths in Scotland last year, up 27% on the year before. It's the highest recorded rate in Europe by far, also three times the rate of the UK as a whole. It's usually illegal drugs. It's mostly regular drug users. They're often using heroin or methadone. And they're also taking a lethal cocktail of drugs called benzos, apparently. It's a new one on me.
Amazing, amazing. 1,200 in little Scotland. What's this business about another delay for Brexit?
Yeah, just in the last couple of hours, actually, we've got a new European Commission president, Ursula von der Leyen, the German defence minister, narrowly chosen by EU leaders to replace Jean-Claude Juncker. And during the day, she said that she would consider another delay to Brexit if there's a good reason. And in the Parliament, there was some applause from some, but she was jeered by members of the Brexit Party, who are, of course, a thorn in the EU side at the moment. They got elected, of course, en masse. And a no-deal Brexit, Alan, looking even more likely because Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt, they're not interested in another delay. They say we can't be dealing with a controversial Northern Ireland backstop, even if there's a time limit on it. It's no good. It's dead in the water. If we can't renegotiate a deal, and there's hardly any time to do it, they're going to leave without a deal, and that is going to mean an almighty row with Parliament, who've already voted not to leave without a deal.
That's a very good point. It's one thing for Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt to say we're going by October 31, but Parliament has the power to prevent that from happening. So given that the Parliament, the House of Commons, is full of anti-Brexit people, it's a real dilemma. Thank you, John. John Adderley in London.